end in a minute. Let me go ahead and stop. Dear colleagues, of all objects in the solar system, probably none has captured the collective imagination of mankind more than the planet Mars. Now, for a long time, this mysterious twin of planet Earth was associated with the possibility of extraterrestrial life. Now, you might wonder why that happened. Why not Venus or the Moon or another celestial body? Well, as interpreters, you might be interested in finding out that the whole idea of life on Mars sprung up from a translation error. It's pretty much like the case of the Virgin Mary. Mary was by no means a virgin in the original text, but when the biblical texts were translated into Latin and Greek, Mary, the woman, the married woman, became a virgin. And hence the whole cult. It's the same with Mars. Now, what happened was that in the year 1877, an Italian astronomer, Giovanni Schiaparelli by his name, after extended observations of planet Mars, published a map. And on the map, he drew something that he called canali in Italian. Now, the problem started when his map was published in the Anglo-Saxon world. And the word canali was translated as canals. Now, in the English language, canal means an artificial construction, as opposed to channel, which indicates a natural occurrence. And that had pretty much been the idea of Schiaparelli all the time. But this mistranslation triggered an authentic Martian life hysteria around the world. Now, the thing is that later observations, carried out with much improved telescopes, proved that there were no canals or channels or anything on the surface of Mars. But the myth of Martian life persisted, pretty much until we began to explore that planet in earnest. Now, the first probe that approached the planet Mars was an American device called Mariner 4. And in 1964, Mariner 4 sent back to Earth 21 images of the Martian surface. Now, Mariner 4 didn't actually land on Mars, it just photographed the planet from close vicinity. 5 years later, other missions, Mariner 6 and 7, also flew by Mars and sent more images. It was only in 1971 that the first man-made object landed on Mars. It was a Soviet probe, and it analyzed the soil, and it pretty much managed to beam back to Earth approximately 20 seconds worth of data. So that's not a whole lot. But in 1975, the Americans went on, and they sent the Viking missions to Mars, which analyzed the atmosphere and the soil composition of the red planet, sending valuable data back home. Now, things became infinitely more interesting in 1996. And if you're not too young to remember, we could see that live on CNN, because it was then that a semi-autonomous robot known as the Mars Pathfinder actually landed on Mars, deployed its solar panels, its antenna, and actually began moving about the surface of the red planet, being remotely controlled from Earth. The Pathfinder sent an incredible amount of data, and it told us a lot more about Mars than we'd known until then. In 2003, the successful Pathfinder mission continued, and two more robots were sent to the opposite ends of planet Mars. And they performed their explorations for a period of several weeks, so they remained active for a very long time, sending in total more than 130,000 images of the Martian surface. Now, combined with the high-resolution photographs taken by satellites orbiting Mars, we now have a full image of the surface of this planet. And actually, the beautiful thing is it's available to pretty much anyone. All you have to do is to install Google Earth on your computer. You will see that Google Earth has a new function called Google Mars. You can have a close-up image of pretty much every square meter of the Martian surface. It's been completely scanned and photographed. And I tell you, it is an amazing experience to be able to do that. But remote and automated exploration is one thing. In point of fact, you can't really say that you've explored a place until humans actually go there and see what it's like. So how about manned missions to Mars? Now, some time ago, quite early in his actually first term of office, the former President George Bush, and by the way, it gives me great pleasure to say former President George Bush, announced some plans concerning the exploration, the manned exploration of planet Mars. But the project will take a very long time to complete. Because first of all, what the Americans need to do is to build a permanent base on the moon. The moon is the stepping stone towards the exploration of the rest of the solar system. Now, this is very, very difficult because costs are tremendously high, and if we consider the current crisis, that's not very likely to happen anytime soon. However, the good thing is that there might actually be frozen water on the surface of the moon, and that would incredibly reduce the costs. And it also seems that the moon is very rich in that ideal nuclear fuel, helium-3. But let's assume that we manage to take this first step, build a base on the moon. What's the next step? Well, this is when it gets even trickier. Because to fly from the vicinity of planet Earth to Mars means spending a lot of time in space exposed to cosmic radiation. Now, the Earth's atmosphere, and especially the Earth's magnetic field, currently protects us from cosmic radiation. But for astronauts in outer space, this protection will not be available. So what NASA has in mind is actually to use an asteroid as a means of transportation and a shield. Basically, a starship will make contact with this asteroid. The crew will blow a hole in it large enough to shelter the spacecraft and practically bury it there. And then for the next 8 to 10 months, they'll basically ride the asteroid piggyback all the way to Mars. Now, NASA astrophysicists and astrobiologists have actually compiled a list of approximately 40 promising candidates. Now, this is pretty much the plan, but like I said, given the current circumstances, this will not happen anytime soon. And, well, maybe some of us are young enough to be able to hope that this will happen in their lifetime, but I'm not so sure about that either. Thank you.